to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big T popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father 40 bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Prepping herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio life. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey, welcome to the patio, everybody. It's Monday, and boy, what a Monday it's been.
Terrible.
It's Let It Go Day, though, here on the patio. It's a national holiday. Not really, but it's a Let It Go Day. And it's also National Hydration Day, which is perfect given the temperatures we've been dealing with this past weekend. And I didn't realize this was going to lead in so well when I put this together, but National Hydration Day, and then it's going to be National Nuclear Whatever Day. Make Iran Great Again. What the heck does that even mean? The funniest thing I've seen on Facebook in the last few days is people in West Memphis asking where the nuclear fallout shelter is. Is this like, would you call it the Cuban Missile Crisis or something else? Congratulations to LSU, national champions of baseball. We got that and a whole lot more with a small group with us tonight. But
small group.
First and foremost, Jamie.
You know what? So
Father Fortenberry.
National
Let It Go Day.
No,
and Hydration Day.
Hydration
While Day. We wait, we hydrate.
While we wait, we hydrate.
What was you going to say? Don't say it. Never mind. I can only speculate.
Yeah, y'all speculate. You know what? So,
I'll
hydrate a little more.
Do you know where your fallout shelter is? Do you have a nuclear plant at your house?
We do. Just shoot up in the sky and say we hit something.
Bourbon nerd, what's going on with you?
Oh, not that dang heat. I know one thing. Next year when they say the first day of summer, I'm going to have all my damn shorts washed because it got hot that day.
When was the first day of summer?
You didn't have your shorts washed?
Well, I didn't have them all ready to go.
Was Friday the first day of summer? Well, I had no clue.
And it was the longest day. It was summer solstice. Was Friday.
Yeah.
Longest day of the year, sunlight-wise. Let me make sure I hit the wrong button. That button. Let It Go Day. It's a holiday. And it's also National Hydration Day, as I mentioned a minute ago. But Let It Go Day. You know those little things from your past that you're still holding on to? Jimmy, this is so fitting when I came across this. It's so funny. If some of you listen that go to church with us, you know why. Maybe it's a past relationship or an old job or just a bad situation you're carrying baggage from. We all have them, but life can be a whole lot easier if we just learn to
let it go. So, I have tried to let go of, I mean, I don't really stay mad at people. I could care less.
You know, that's one thing I think you learn, or I do. Some people never learn it. I think your wife would hold a grudge to death. But yours probably would too, actually.
I get mad and I'm fine a little later.
Yeah. Well, no, Marty goes from like 0 to 100 back to 0.
I'm one of those guys that I can type out a shitty email and just cancel it and feel better.
Me too. I'm the same way. I tell people all the time that, but when they're early in their career, they send a shitty email. I say, here's what you do. You write it, walk away, come back, read it, erase it, and then send what you want to think. But now this dude over here, road rage. I'm telling you, he is the
Marty. He is the face Marty will of try road to rage. Murder somebody. That's like, you don't drink a bourbon?
Yeah, exactly.
People can't drive, man. I'm getting mad thinking about it.
Look, road rage. Really, I kid you not. Ride with this dude. I'm gonna record him in Memphis.
The other day, somebody's pulling in front of Charlie. She proceeds to just try to let him hit her. Like, what are you doing? What, we gained nothing from this.
That's how I feel about it. I'm like, somebody run up on me trying to cut me off. Now, there's times I might just gun it, but I'm probably more likely to ease back, let you have it, dog. You go do your thing, because them 2 minutes ain't going to make a difference in my life.
And it's probably closer to 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, a lot can happen in 2 seconds.
So Let It Go Day is the perfect occasion to stop wasting so much energy on negative feelings from the past and instead focus on building a positive future.
Yeah.
So what do you need to let go?
Everyone has probably experienced those different sets of nagging regrets and grudges. We talked about grudges that tug at your souls for weeks, months, or even years. It doesn't even matter how much time has passed.
So, I had a grudge and I never let it go. And it's too late now because my stepmom's dead, but.
That's deep. Because I tell people all the time, look, I have some friends who have, with either children or siblings, they hadn't talked in years. And whenever I talk to them, I'll say, hey, why don't you call him right now? So, we got a phone, call him.
Well, my dad died. She was pretty shitty. Yeah. And I never, not that intentionally just cut her off. I mean, I just, it wasn't necessarily something I needed to resolve.
Well, sometimes, but I wish it would have. Sometimes crappy people don't necessarily deserve it, getting it back. And then it's National Hydration Day. I think that speaks for itself. Because while we wait, we hydrate. Oh, Marty's not drinking bourbon.
Got me a Monster. Tired, man.
It's hot.
If I drank a Monster this time of day, I probably wouldn't sleep till Thursday.
Yo, I thought I had a heat stroke today. Like, it was bad.
So today's National Hydration Day too. So tell us, Jamie, what are the signs of heat stroke that you thought you encountered?
So
did you see Yeti and Bigfoot? That was real. That wasn't no fake.
Yeah. Rapid heart rate.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Let me look at the signs.
Extensive sweating.
Now that's gonna happen regardless.
Yeah, stop sweating.
Well, here's the thing. I walked in and I wasn't really sweating. And I laid down. I got 10 toes of Jesus just in case I died.
Did you crawl in the bed?
No, I was on the recliner.
Oh, okay.
And
I'd probably got on Charlie's side of the bed.
I was there about 2 or 3 minutes, and Millie comes in. She said, "You're sweating everywhere." Like, sweat just start pouring out of me.
So rapid pulse, you hit that one. All right. Rapid shallow breathing. Was you breathing shallow?
My breathing was a little labored.
Was you nausea or vomiting?
No, but I was a little, I had a little bubble gut.
Okay. I think I did.
Throbbing headache.
No, I never got it. But yeah, I went down a bunch of pickle juice, too.
What about dizziness?
I was lightheaded.
Was you weaker than normal? Because you're pretty weak.
Oh, yeah. I'm super weak. Yeah, I could have lost a fist fight to a toddler.
Flush skin?
I don't know.
Millie didn't say you look kind of flushed. She probably don't know what flush means, but she said,
she didn't care less.
Dad, you look white like Casper the Ghost. Okay. So heat stroke can develop quickly, sometimes without warning. But if you're mowing a yard in it, it's probably with warning, especially at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well,
that's the hottest part of the day, folks.
I mowed the backyard and I was fine. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to get knocked, the front yard knocked
Your
out.
Your front yard's tiny, too.
It is tiny. And I walked out there, got about halfway done. I was like, I ain't feeling quite right. So I stopped the mower, walked around. Because my dumb ass had the front door locked, no way to get in, so I walked
around the back. Yeah.
And I came in and plopped down, and Millie said, Dad, you don't look real well. I said, go grab me an ice pack. She brought me some a big old bag of peas. And I laid them.
She thought you had a black eye. She said, oh, here's the solution for a black eye.
So I laid them on my chest, and like, they didn't feel cold. They just felt great.
Well, we're glad you survived,
Jamie. I survived it. Yeah, I'm glad. Clearly, I'm still here.
Glad you made it.
We're glad you made it. So, make Iran great again is what's going around the internet.
Do we need hats?
Oh, M-I.
Is that Miami?
All right, Mira.
Is that Miami?
Miami, make. I don't know. We could make those. I bet we could sell them.
Make Iran great again.
Over the weekend.
Merga?
Merga. Trump. Trump pulled a big switcheroo.
Speaking of letting it go.
Yeah, let it go. Yeah, he told Iran they had 2 weeks. Then he sent B.
He's a dad's kid.
Is it the B-2s?
Yeah, B-2s.
Yeah, the B-2s he sent west that the people were following.
The B-52s been out there singing.
Well, yeah, Love Shack. Yeah. They didn't sing Love Shack, but the B-2s went west, and then he snuck some of them east, and the ones that went east. So the B-2s take off from Missouri. Mm-hmm. Fly all the way to Iran. Mm-hmm. They drop. Have you seen the Bunker Buster, how it works?
Oh, I told you. They're in McAllister, Oklahoma. There's a Moab sitting outside the city limits.
But they drop one that goes down like 200 feet, and another one hits the exact same hole right behind it, Martin.
Yeah, they drop right behind each other.
Think about that. Wow. And then goes down and gets their facility. So they drop like 6 of these things. Now, Iran's claiming that the Fudge
Unscathed.
Row, well, they're claiming the Fudge Row was empty for months, that it's not really there, so wherever their nuclear arms are. But look, them idiots are going to do something. They're going to do something. They're going
to. So my favorite meme I've seen was, and I sent it to y'all, it said everybody's tough until the pixels start missing the sky. And by that, the reference is the B-2 is like a pixel missing. Because you're blobby, just
that's
like
the way it looks. Yeah. All right. Since we're talking about Iran, I'm going to play this video Jamie sent to us. I think Jamie sent to us.
I did. It's hilarious.
All right. And I think the sound is bad. So you're going to see me do something weird. and hold this up next to my mic or phone, kind of sort of like this, and we're going to hit play.
Trying to create a new So I booked a tour at one of their uranium enrichment facilities to see what was really going on.
Here we make nuclear energy for very peaceful use only.
Very peaceful.
You see? Microwave, rice cooker, washing machine, very normal things.
These are
this
the things.
This is not bomb. This is a giant water heater.
For entire I just realized that looked like the bomb.
Very efficient.
Nothing to see here. We are just cooking lentils. Yes, yes, only civilian. We even use uranium to toast bread now. Very modern.
Oh, you know, on Fridays, we like to have some fun at work.
There's been a lot of speculation as to whether Iran is trying to create a
Let's start
weapon.
Over. Oh, so start over. All right, so guys, AI. These are the. This is what AI had to be meant for. Right here, it shows the Iranian nuclear facility a tour. So you got to hear first on the patio. Oh, let's get that off of there.
Let's see what kind of eggs they're cooking.
I'm cooking eggs. Let's see. There you go.
Is it making an omelet?
We'll be talking about food now.
It looks like this is some type. Look, that looks pretty sexy to me. That's pretty cool.
Dude, that's and it is rolled cheese in there with it. Of all the cheese he had, he could have had in there, man. He just failed. He missed it.
This is Japanese omelet. Okonawawaka tipping. Dude, it makes me want to go like cook an egg like this and stuff. Look at it. They plump it up and all that stuff. Boy, we have no sound on this one.
But we don't need sound. We don't need sound.
Look how they cut it. Oh, they make, that's like
is there cheese?
Sushi.
I said cheese.
Maybe it was some kind of liquid cheese on it.
It may have been, but there it is.
It's like, nacho cheese.
You notice they make it like sushi kind of.
No, the hash browns?
Those aren't potatoes. It's Japanese, so I doubt those potatoes. That's
you need
cheese.
To do some hibachi again.
We do.
Yeah, that's got me thinking about that.
I think my grill
well, probably. And I wish I could give credit where it was due. It was one of our listeners. Called Waffle House Southern Hibachi.
He
and,
did.
And I
is
brought,
that Tom Black?
Can't remember if Tom Black.
Matt or Tom Black may have done it. Yes, and he is so right that Waffle House is ghetto hibachi or southern hibachi.
Whoever you are, I still remember that. I use it daily.
Yeah. So, Jamie, Marty, I wonder if that's police. I hear dogs bark. But I saw this post on Facebook. If I could pull it up, I would, but I can't remember. And people local to us, we live in Crittenden County, and we're close to West Memphis. If you don't know West Memphis, it has about, 30,000, maybe 20,000 people. Probably not the most.
There's probably 40,000 people local.
Yeah, when you see people at Walmart, West Memphis falls in the category.
Absolutely.
People at Walmart. But they were asking, does West Memphis have a nuclear fallout shelter? And people,
was this on the local Facebook?
It
group?
Was. It was on.
Oh, I gotta get
West Memphis here.
Oh, I gotta go chime in on that.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. But so then, what's your plan, Jamie? Where's your local fallout shelter?
I'm gonna probably drop down to the floor and try to race around and kiss my ass goodbye. What are we trying to do?
Here's
here?
One. So where do we go when there's a missile coming this way? Are there shelters made to withstand that near here?
So. In the case of a nuclear strike, we are in a high target-rich environment.
Okay.
That being said, coming from Israel or Iran, we probably would not be a target.
And then, of course, our geniuses get in an argument. So this one says, Iran isn't a threat. Israel's the biggest threat to the USA. There's ever been. Israel owns us. And then, of course, they get in a fight in the chat. And this is where Jamie normally chimes in, but because you had your heat stroke earlier today, you've avoided these conflicts. Then somebody says, named Corvette Street, the real concern for me are sleeper cells. I'm not living in fear, but I'm damn sure on high alert.
Yes, because West Memphis is covered with sleeper cells. You know, I realize that your own personal view of the world is the most important, but there's no sleeper cells in West Memphis.
Yeah, they are. They're at Crazy Hot Deals and sell cellular phones over there. Okay.
We'd probably have a party or something.
Oh, yeah.
We wouldn't be trying to hide.
We would know it's coming. I'm getting in a car and driving as far away as possible.
Like Jamie said, it ain't coming here, though.
No, I mean, first of all, if something.
Biggest thing we got is a bridge.
Yeah. Well,
that's what they won't knock out, the bridge.
So I used to work with.
Oh, now they're getting in fighting over the Bible.
I used to work with a Submariner, and he was involved in a nuclear war games. And I think he told me that they project that there's 7 strike points in the U.S. And Memphis is one of them because of 2 bridges. Because you take the bridges out,
they got to go north.
And yeah, south. I mean, pretty much.
And we do have a naval base here, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you got a bridge in Lula, Mississippi. You have a bridge at Crothersville. But other than that, there's really not a major bridge.
No, not many. Not many at all.
Like Chicago was a target. Houston was a target. Of course, New York.
So is this fear-mongering again? Is this people? These people that are chiming in.
These idiots.
Well, but these people chiming in, they really have no idea. They don't even probably care most of the time, but the news has told them, oh, Iran's going to now strike us. Look, that was some precision crap that got took place.
Yeah, so
that's like,
and I might be dead wrong, but I do not see Iran having the capabilities to strike mainland United States.
And that's
States.
What these people are saying. Now, look, I'm going to show y'all another thing that came from the West.
No, dirty space. Bomb could be potential, but.
Hey, let me show you.
My bad. What was that? My dad gonna phone.
But a dirty bomb, you're gonna go with a high population area.
All right, I'm gonna hold on. Let me bring this up so y'all can see it, make it live. So this dude was in West Memphis.
Yeah, I see him all the time.
Marty, did you see this one?
Uh-huh.
All right, he's got a sign. He's almost, he says, spread some cheddar on this broke cracker.
Is that the dude with the leg brace? I can't tell.
No. That's not leg brace. Yeah, that's the other guy.
He said he's harmless, said I just posted up for laughs and to make people smile, too. He definitely got me laughing. You never know. He's got a dog with him.
Oh, because that's by Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah, that's by Walgreens. Yeah. Yeah. But look at him. Dude looks happy.
In fact, he got a better spot than the broke or hurt leg, dude.
Yeah. But he got some shade.
I'm more likely to give that dude a dollar than that woman with the fake, or the dude with the fake leg over there, whatever it is.
You got the best sign.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sign. I saw that too. We got to do that. We'll just go into the, every once in a while, we're going to go into West Memphis, Arkansas neighbors and put up dumb stuff that they post, questions they post in there. We'll have to learn how to block out the names and stuff.
Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. What do I block out names?
I thought you were talking about we're going to make a sign and get on the corner.
I'll do that too.
Patio going broke.
They put their stuff on national.
We could broadcast there like Rusty did that time, drinking whiskey. We could go down there with them, set up a table, and just sit there and
under the overpass.
Under the overpass, yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time. Let's do it.
We'd probably get arrested.
We'd get arrested.
Well, for what?
It'd be live. It'd be awesome.
They let them sit there.
Yeah, but we'd be live.
True.
We could do like a charity. It could be like.
We'll have signs that honk if you're horny.
Or
honk if we make you horny.
It'd be like the Jerry Lewis telethon. We'll just be there, raise money for all these homeless people. We'll raise it for all of them online. We can be live.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, raise money for them.
Raise money for them. But then, really, we got to take half of it for fees.
Well, yeah, I mean, like you got to be handling fees.
Handling fees, all that stuff, yeah. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. LSU are now national champions. If you guys watched last week, we were not live Wednesday because we watched our Arkansas Razorbacks blow
our beloved.
Again, they find such ways to lose. It's almost like the Cubs. They've got a curse, like the Cubs curse that finally
got broken. Yeah, but we're good 99% of the year.
It's that one ninth play. Inning. It was 3 plays in that ninth inning.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why couldn't we suck at the beginning of the year?
Now, do you think we could have beat them twice? I don't know if we
could. I don't know.
No, I don't think so either, but it was writing a storybook record, but with the Woods shut out.
Yes.
In the end.
Yes. But LSU, on yesterday, they clinched the national title. They are the national champions of baseball. They beat us 5 games. Look, they really deserved it. I can't even argue. We screwed up big time. They beat Coastal Carolina. Sippy Cup, our buddy Sippy Cup. What's his channel? Marshall from
Sipping
Straight Up Sips.
Straight Up Sips, yeah.
Straight Up Sips is the only person I know that graduated from Coastal Carolina, but shout out to him. He was a good sport through
and
all of it.
And they had won 26 in a row.
Yeah, 26 straight.
Yeah, but that tells you Arkansas and LSU should not have been on the same side of the bracket.
I think they should reseed them when they go to World Series.
I do too.
When they go to Omaha, they should be reseeded.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you, Jamie.
Because I wouldn't have put Arkansas as a 1 seed. I'd have probably put
should have been.
I'd put Little Rock or LSU as a 1 seed.
Maybe. maybe.
I take that back, because to make it to Omaha, we just dominated Tennessee.
And LSU did not dominate.
Yeah.
They almost lost to UALR. I wish they had. How awesome would that have been? We played UALR, University of Arkansas, Little Rock in the semis. We'd have won that one. We wouldn't have blown that game.
I don't know. They beat LSU one time.
That's true. We didn't beat them one time.
They set a record on runs scored.
Never know.
Against Rhode Island.
Oh, boy.
Fantasy football is right around the corner, boys and girls.
It is.
We are not far away. I've got to plan our draft. We got a draft coming up. I got plans.
Is this year 9? 8.
You don't get me lying. I have to look it up. But I know one of my drafts, you guys aren't in it, but me and Gary and Donnie, both all three are, will be at Tunica. I think it's the 17th.
Now
I have to schedule the other ones around that. It's Pocahontas League. Got to schedule the other drafts around it. Last year was the worst fantasy football year I ever had. It was one of the best gambling years, but worst fantasy football years. I think I switched focus.
So my fantasy was garbage. Hot garbage.
Did it smell like West Memphis on the Sunday?
Because I had CeeDee Lamb with my number one pick, whatever it was.
Yeah, my problem was running backs. I could not get a running back.
Well, my problem was not taking a running back on the first pick. I took a Rodgers.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll go running back heavy. Oh, I gave away my secret. Don't tell nobody.
I'm going to go kicker heavy.
You should. You should get like 6 kickers. Then you can dole them out for trade bait. Yeah.
That's right.
Let's see what else we got here. Here's a black bear with plastic lid stuck on its neck for 2 years. Here, I'll show a picture.
Well, how they done?
Right there.
There you go.
How they done been on there 2 years?
I guess they keep seeing him on the camera.
You know what happened? He broke into somebody's feeder.
He did. Yeah. That's what he did. And they got him and got him loose. There he is. Black bear is free.
Man probably woke up and said,
that ain't that one in South Haven, is
it? Could be.
He woke up and said, where's my chain at?
Oh, wow. Look at his neck.
No, that's sitting there just swinging around his neck. You know, it's got to wear him out.
Wear some skin out.
Yep.
All that. I got one more good story here. Pull it up. All right. So this story, I'm going to just read the title. My mom, so this is from the UK, married a Maasai warrior she met on holiday in Kenya, and it destroyed my childhood. The son of a woman who abandoned him and the rest of the family for a Maasai warrior she met on holiday has spoken for the first time about how she ruined his childhood. Stevie Liddington, if he got a name like Stevie at 43 years old, that's probably something wrong with that. Anyway, felt compelled to break his 30-year silence after reading Mail Online's sensational account of how his mother, Cheryl Thomasgood, regrets marrying Daniel Lecamincho, the warrior, and swapping her home on the Isle of Wight for a mud hut. Here they are.
Yeah, because he gets pictures of this.
That looked like dude from Coming to America.
That looks just like dude from Coming to America.
She looked like girl from the 70s.
She was.
Yeah, hair.
Within weeks of coming besotted by him, what's that mean? She dumped her husband. She was already married and her 3 children to pursue her new life with a 6'2" warrior who was 10 years younger. Now, look.
Man.
You know what that's all about.
I was just going to say, what she just showed was as long as this Monday.
She was only? Oh, wait a minute.
He left his wife for a samurai warrior.
Oh, he's a web design company owner. Stevie hit back and says he is ashamed to call her my mother. It looks like he did all right for herself. She's cute.
Yeah, you ain't hurting.
He got him a warrior, too.
He got a samurai warrior, Marty.
Family. Something else, too, that we discussed, and we'll take a Tom Black moment.
Hold on, here's another picture real quick. Let me see. Does that not look like something like OnlyFans or something?
He could be a she.
What are you saying, Marty? He's cute.
That's Predator.
No, he's Predator. Not cute, but
Predator. So,
hold on. What's this one saying right there?
That's a pencil.
A stick.
Yeah, big stick. Oh, it's a spear.
How you still going to have a permanent out living out in the woods?
So she brought him home to hang out with her kids.
Man, look how long his fingers are. Holy hell.
She was trying to make an NBA player.
That dude could do prostate exams and yard out.
That about, she looks like an old. That's weird. Like Sharon now said.
She taller than him right there.
They don't even look like they like each other. You know what she got? She turned him. She took that dude. He was a warrior and turned him into a gimp, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
She didn't have to worry to a house husband.
A house husband. That looks sad. How sad is that picture?
It does. For
real. Look, they look happy.
My spirit is broke.
But she broke his spirit. They look happy.
Leave them white women alone.
I bet that dude, look, he looks so sad.
Look, that probably might be good advice for everybody because that broke his spirits.
Maybe she's just a terrible person.
Talking about white women. Let's talk about WNBA for a second.
Oh.
Our girl, Stephanie Coley, or what's her name? Cullahan.
Who are you talking about?
The one that
stood up for Caitlin. You missed it big time.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me get it. For Caitlin Clark. Sophie Cunningham. Boy, you missed it by a freaking mile. So Stuffy.
I said Sophie Cunningham.
No, you didn't say Sophie. Nothing.
I didn't know Stuffy.
You
said Sophie.
He did not. He thought he did.
I didn't hit my ear.
Maybe it's Stiffy. I don't know.
So here they are. Right here.
Hey, come
out. There she is. She's good looking. She's from Missouri. Jamie, did you know
she gonna show me.
She was a kicker? She was a kicker for a high school football team?
Did I know that?
So, yeah, she is in the news. She got kicked out for standing up for Caitlin Clark.
You know what her fine was?
What?
$400.
No, you're lying.
They said they're going to take 10% of her salary.
Oh, that's terrible. Father Fortenberry, that's terrible.
But she chokeslammed, old girl.
She did, didn't she? Yeah, and she stood up for her. So there you go. Yeah, look, and you know what? Now people are wanting to watch Fever, not just for Caitlin Clark or Sophie Cunningham. They want to see them fighting. This is like roller derby for basketball. It's like basketball roller derby.
I mean, it definitely improves the product.
It wouldn't take much. Wouldn't take much to improve it, but there we go. What else y'all want to talk about tonight? Did y'all have something else I missed?
I don't know.
I knew tonight was going to be short.
I think we got it.
I knew tonight was going to be
Should be live tomorrow night.
We'll be live Tuesday night. It'll probably just be me and Marty. We will probably be live from here over behind.
Yeah,
Marty
said, because there will be bodies late in the.
Yeah, it's going to be about 120 degrees.
Yeah, we don't want to pass out on live.
Marty, what are we going to do tomorrow night?
Y'all be unlive.
You know, I mentioned earlier, but when you got here, I haven't had Weller in a while. Let's do a Weller lineup. We'll do some 107, some Weller 12, Weller full proof, maybe doing blind. And sneak in. I'll tell you what. I'll get my wife port, and we'll sneak in Penelope Weeden or Larceny. And we'll something do a blind weeded. With yeah, all of them. Weeded. Something Weeden.
And you got to pick out which one it is.
Well, I told Marty, I said, all of a sudden, I'm not a Weller fan. And we were big.
Well, looking behind Marty, I would judge. I would speculate differently. But
no, those bottles been there for a while. Yeah.
That's a different trade.
But if you guys were on Bourbon Hall last night, there was a big giveaway going on for Loctar. Made a nice amount of little money, trying to raise money. We were on there giving away a bottle. Hit that button. All right, guys. Father Fortenberry, parting words.
All right, guys. Let it go and be hydrated because it is hot out there.
Marty.
Yeah, do all your work early in the morning, late at night. Not in the middle of the day.
Well, I try.
Like me and Fort Bear.
Yeah, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about us. Like us, love us. We don't care as long as you're talking about us. You can talk bad about us. We don't really care, do we, Jim? I'm a true believer that as long as you're talking about me, I'm doing something like that. But Life on the Patio, we out of here.
Thank y'all for watching.
Y'all have a good week. See y'all tomorrow night.
Outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm
living in the clouds. $100.
Somebody done save this.